Millions in cash and jewelry stacked in a Baghdad office, cataloged by the Integrity Commission as it moves through the government like an auditor. Al Jazeera reports that Iraq's anti-corruption raids have netted dozens of officials in a crackdown on systemic enrichment schemes, the kind of theft that hollows out every institution it touches. What's striking is the scale of the seizure itself. Not suspicion, but evidence already in hand, already counted. Franklin has the first word on what corruption does to a republic, then Marcus Aurelius on what a man owes when the system he serves has rotted.
I woke to the account of Baghdad's Integrity Commission dragging dozens of officials from their beds, millions in coin and jewels spilling from chambers meant for the public trust. The shape is old as the proprietor's land office in Philadelphia, men entrusted with the people's money discovering, to their quiet amazement, that it adheres to their own fingers. Rebuilt safeguards into the colonial currency scheme, ledgers, inspectors, monthly abstracts sent across the ocean to the treasury, and still the clerks found ways to make the entries dance. Peter Collinson wrote me once that a lock on a ledger serves only to challenge the ingenuity of the keeper. He was not wrong. The raids in Baghdad are the thunderclap after long silence. The Integrity Commission plays the role I once imagined for the post office, a net cast wide enough to catch the swift and the sly alike. But a net mends nothing. It only gathers. The rot begins in the small exemptions, the nephew placed in the customs house, the contract steered to a brother's firm, the ledger entry that no eye, but the clerks ever sees. A public office is a public trust, or it is a private trough. There is no third thing. The jewels recovered in Baghdad will be counted, catalogued, and stored. The harder accounting, how many roads went unbuilt, how many schools unroofed, how many widows' pensions vanished into the gilded pockets, that ledger will never balance.
You watched the prefect of Pannonia Superior empty the granaries into his own wagons. The legionaries ate acorn bread that winter while his villa at Carnuntum grew a second bathhouse. You sent the frumentarii. They returned with ledgers, seals, 300,000 sestesters in copper and silver. The prefect smiled at the tribunal. I serve the emperor, he said. The emperor serves Rome. The distinction mattered to him. It should have mattered to you. Baghdad today, dozens seized, millions in gold and jewels laid out on tables for the cameras. The Integrity Commission does its work, but you have seen this shape before. The raid is not the reform. The raid is the evidence that the disease has grown visible enough to require theater. The officials arrested are the ones who lost protection. The ones who kept it, they are the ones signing the warrants. You will find, Marcus, that the ledger never reaches the top. The patent at Aquileia taught you this. The governor's brother ran the customs house. The customs house fed the legion's quartermaster. The quartermaster fed the governor's table. Break one link, and the chain reroutes. The only cure is the daily habit. The clerk who refuses the bribe because his father taught him that the treasury belongs to the soldier in the mud, not the senator in the litter. That habit is not made by raids. It is made by the example at the top every morning for decades. Keep your own hands clean. That is the only ledger you control.
Al Jazeera carried the piece. When a state finally moves against its own officials, the machinery is usually already broken. The raids are less about justice than about which faction gets to rebuild. That's old news for today.